This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so I want to mix this in because this was something said in the pre-show, and I'm willing to admit it was said, it was pondered, it was discussed, and then we said save it for the show. Lions go to Philly this weekend. I think it's one of the more interesting games. And I will tell you, if this matters to you, all of that sharp, early week professional gambler money was put down, not on the Eagles, on you. That spread started at 7.5. It's down to 6. Sharp people move that line, not Bob and Wyandotte. Sharp money. I think the Lions are live. I'm not picking them to win, and that's part of my issue with this team, is I think they'll be just good enough to lose games like this close. But my point is, we brought up Jim Schwartz, and I loved his game plan against Atlanta. He knew he wasn't going to be able to just rush for, pressure Ryan, have his corners hold up. They have an issue on the perimeter. I've already said earlier in the week, if I'm Howie Roseman, I'm trading a first-round pick to get Jalen Ramsey. I am going for it. I'm trying to win a championship. And ultimately, Schwartz was criticized a little bit for the insane blitz he brought on the Julio Jones smoke route. Look, I know. It was kind of like the look how big my broomstick special is, and he brought like 10 of 11 guys. It was insane. The point is, Jim Schwartz has done an unbelievable job as a defensive coordinator again. He really has. To where he's going to get another head coaching opportunity. It's going to happen. People, including Brandon Graham, said he is not the Jim Schwartz that you knew here in Detroit. Well, then I flippantly said something I can't take back, so I have to admit it to you. I kind of burped out a take, and on surface it sounds insane, but I actually believe it. So either I'm an idiot or it's a good take. Let's party. I just said in the moment in our show meeting, I'd rather have him than Patricia. And yet he was fired from here. But you know what the key in all this is? Nick Saban at MSU wasn't as good as Nick Saban at LSU, right? MSU, he made lots of mistakes. At LSU, he changed. Nick Saban changed again and grew again when he left Miami to go to Bama. Jim Schwartz is a different guy today than he was 6-7 years ago. So the question becomes, in a hypothetical world, Jim Schwartz is probably going to be one of the top two most coveted guys to be interviewed for a head coaching job for next season. So in our little hypothetical universe, I could offer you Jim Schwartz coming here again, which will never happen, but he could. If you could get rid of Patricia today to get back on board the don't say we're scared because we ain't express, would you do it? I would. I admit it. Schwartz got lionized. He turned into a little bit of a boob towards the end. But you know what? I think there's a certain level of humbling that went on. I think this guy has already gotten better as a defensive coach. This guy has cut his teeth again. I think Schwartz is going to get a head coaching gig, and he's going to be good. Go ahead. You can hit me like a piñata.
See, I want to know if the people out there have the balls to call in and admit. Oh. And admit that they would want this. I don't know if they do, because I think immediately
it was getting bigger and blacker
and harder. I think that immediately people are probably hearing this on the radios and saying, oh, listen to 97.1. Oh, my God. Come on. This is ridiculous. I want to know if people would actually believe this. Because, Mike, I asked two people before the show today, after we talked about this, I asked two people around the office and said, hey, I know this might sound crazy, but if you could swap out one guy on the bus Sunday, are you going to swap out Patricia and Jim Schwartz if you could?
Yes.
And both of those people in this office said, yeah, I would. I don't like Patricia.
Look, it's a conversation we had as a show. What do you want me to do? Come on the air. We're going to break down the Eagles secondary. Oh, yeah, sweet. No, actually, I like my job. I like money. So we're not going to bore everyone to death. I do not like Matt Patricia. I don't like him.
Nor do I think a lot of people either.
I don't think he's very good. I'm not seeing defensive genius here. I'm not. So I'm telling you, I think Schwartz, if you put Patricia and Schwartz on the street, free agents, who would get hired to be a head coach next year? It wouldn't be Patricia.
Schwartz, for sure.
Patricia sat around for 14 years.
There's already articles about Jim Schwartz.
Jim Schwartz is going to be the most coveted, outside of anyone who's ever touched Sean McVay, guy on the market. And I love what he's done with Philly. There's an attitude there. Guys play hard for him. That defense has a calling card. Pressure is thy name. I'm not afraid to tell you.
Don't say I'm scared.
Because we ain't. You got to find the second half of that one.
Why not, though?
No. This has to remain a hypothetical. It's never going to happen.
That's what I'm saying, though, in terms of just an opinion. I'm not. Is anyone out there really sold on Matt Patricia so far? I don't think the answer is yes.
No, I'm not. I haven't been since the beginning, and I have seen nothing so far in the way the team has played in the first 2 weeks that changes my mind. You played an awful Arizona team, and then you played the Chargers without any of their good players, and you needed the Chargers to make a host of errors while you were busy tripping over your own ding-ding. And by the way, going to play Philly this week. They canceled practice yesterday because of the amount of injuries they have. I'm looking at this in the big picture, 17 weeks. You're not going to play every team at the best time when they're all dead. You're not. And if that's what it takes to be 1-0-1, well, then really, how good are you? Look, man, I just still don't believe they're going to beat the Eagles this weekend. I think they're going to make this dangerously close. I think they are going to play. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game than people imagine. I think Philly is so limited offensively because of the injuries. They're gonna play a different style. You know the Lions don't want to play with any pace. You know they're going to slow it down. I could absolutely see this being a 20-16 kind of game. Low scoring, ugly, grind it out. The Philly crowd booing their own team. But do I believe they can go on the road and play a comprehensive 60 minutes of football and beat someone even debilitated like the Eagles? No, I don't. Because they have not shown an ability to even play 45 minutes of good football. So I just don't know what to say. So yes, when you ask me about Matt Patricia, no, I don't like Matt Patricia. And I never liked Schwartz, but I think Schwartz has become a better coach.
Change of scenery helped him.
Oh, big time.
How many coaches off the top of your head can you think of that had second stints with the team?
Zero? Billy Martin? I don't know. Whoever goes home again, it never happens.
I mean, John Gruden, right?
Okay.
I'm just trying to think off the top of my head.
I'm sure that's going to work.
If it's even realist or
no,
you know.
it's not.
No, and it's a hypothetical. I was just
this
for the,
is
got
us,
me thinking.
This is the rest of us drinking beer and you drinking White Claw, talking at a bar and saying, if you gave me the choice to have Jim Schwartz back and I never have to look at Patricia and his crutch again, I would do it. Dumb sports argument? Sure.
I'll take Caldwell.
You're not allowed.
Bring Wayne Fonts back.
No, stop it. Stop. Lion's leather, though? Can you imagine? The Lion's leather.
The new logo on there.
Didn't Schwartz rock Lion's leather one week?
I think he did, yes.
He kind of was out there, his little Jack Del Rio outfit.
Yes.
Blackjack.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Remember when Del Rio wore the Reebok suit? They made the suit out of dry fit, and he wore it when he was coaching Jacksonville. I would love to see NFL coaches dress like Hank Stram again. Have the suit with the team crest on it, tie, playbook, little tie clip.
Tom Landry.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine Patricia dressed as Tom Landry? What a scene.
See, the one thing I wish was brought
back,
brought back in sports is the Stan Van Gundy turtleneck blazer sideline look.
Yeah, Van Gundy wearing a man tee with a blazer. That's quite a look. 248-539-9797. All right, we got some people who want to give their opinion on this. How dare we have a good time? But yeah, I said it pre-show. We got to rock and roll with it. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.